Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is Volume 2, Episode Number 24, our air date, Thursday, August 15th, 2024. I am your host, C. Willie. I am joined again this week by the lovely and talented...
Quarter Peep.
Still hasn't kicked me out of the house. I guess it's because I cooked dinner tonight. I'm not sure.
Well, he's a keeper.
We are really, really excited about this show. We've got one of America's up-and-coming talents. We're very, very honored to have with us. Waylon Hannell is with us. Waylon, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it's been fun. It's been fun watching what you've been doing so quickly in a competitive field, and you're shooting right up. I guess I'll back up a little bit here. Now, we first heard Waylon. We heard a number of things online and folks talking about him. And many of the folks that we've had on the show said, hey, listen, if you want to get somebody on that's really doing it, talk to Waylon. We were first personally introduced to you, the Bay City Music Festival, which unfortunately a 2-day music festival looked like it was going to be a lot of fun. Waylon was opening up on the second day. And unfortunately, Mother Nature didn't want us listening to good country music that day. But Waylon said, I'm not taking this. I'm going to make a lemonade out of lemons. You set up an impromptu pop-up show at the Westtown Theater in Bay City, which we'd never seen the venue. And wow, very cool little venue. You packed the place. And what a show you put on. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming out.
We had fun. How did that all come about? That had to be a challenge to get that all scheduled so quickly.
Yeah, you know, it was a bummer when we got the news that that show wasn't going to be happening because, like you said, 2-day in a row music festival, everybody's pumped for going out both days. And we were prepping all week, getting merch ready and making sure the trailer tires are not flat and just kind of stuff like that, you know. And we got the call Saturday morning. I mean, I got up early. I was super excited, had 3 cups of coffee. I'm just wired right up. And Ma, she told me the news that the show got canceled, man. And it really, really bummed me out because I was so looking forward to just playing music for everybody and you know, meeting Cooper Allen. That's who ended up getting to be on that bill with me.
Yeah.
And so when we got that news, like I said, just super bummed. And Dad, it was actually his idea to do that show. He told me when we were sitting at the patio outside drinking coffee, he goes, Waylon, these people paid so much money to go to this show for 2 days in a row, and you shouldn't let the weather stop you. You can play anywhere you want. Let's go do a show for free. I said, dude, that is a great idea. I didn't call my dad dude, but in my head, I'm like, man, that's a good idea. So that's when we went on Facebook and we went Facebook Live, Instagram Live, and just told everybody, or put a post out, excuse me. And we just pretty much said, man, if you want to come out, come on out. It's a free show. No rules. We'll just have a good time. And I planned on playing for 2 hours. And I was expecting like 20 people to come out, including my family. You know what I mean? And I didn't know that kind of response was going to happen. Just over 400 people come to Westtown, and you know, it's not that big of a place.
It's not, so, you had it full. It was standing room only in there. And
it was pretty cool, man.
And I'll tell you what, everybody was into every note you played. Yeah. It's one thing when you do a show like that and okay, this is cool. Yeah. I'll stay for a couple of songs. Everybody was hanging. Everybody, when you were doing the sound check, people were going nuts. That was awesome. So, you know, you've started this trend. You've started this following. You've got 400 people that show up for a pop-up show. It's not by chance. You've got a couple of really exciting things that are happening right now. One of the first songs that we've got queued up for you is Lighten That Load. That's gone nuts for you internationally.
It's pretty cool, man. It's very surprising to me because I didn't think anybody would like my music, but I'm very fortunate to have the fan base that I do. I'm very blessed to have my family backing me. You know, most of the time people and their families, you need a real job. You need to get a very lucky to have a family that I do to help support me and back me. My mom and dad come to every single show that I have, and they're behind that merch table selling my hats, selling my koozies and bracelets. And I can't say enough nice things about my family, including
They're your team.
They are.
And that's what makes it, well, when, like you say, we're talking about the pop-up show, that's the idea of the team. Everybody contributes.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So Lighten That Load, number one on the UK Hot Disc Top 40 for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty impressive. But then I what I think is, because the UK is the UK, it's a different listening group that's there. Mm-hmm. You cracked the top 100 here in the United States with that same song. Congratulations. I did.
Thanks, man. It's a really cool feeling to know that people all over the world, like you said, internationally, enjoy my music. And that's what makes me want to keep going. People like it, and that's why I keep putting it out.
Well, and others are noticing, and you've got a show coming up. This particular show is going to be airing on August 15th. So, folks, a week later, he's taking the stage with someone that all of us in country know, Trace Adkins. You're going to be opening up for him at the Emmett County Fair in Petoskey, Michigan, August 21st. How much fun is that going to be?
It is going to be cool, man. You know what? It's crazy because two and a half years ago, I believe, Trace was my first person that I ever opened up for, you know, besides local bands in Michigan when I was 17 or 18. Mm-hmm. And when I got the Trace show, shout out to Dan Richards at 103.9 The Fox, who actually put me on that show. He really helped get my name out there. And I'll tell you right now, man, Trace is one of the coolest people I've ever met. Just down earth, big bull hunter, just a big dude in person. You know, I should his hand, mine press. Disappeared. It was crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, man, I'm super excited to, you know, throw down with them and have a good time up there in Petoskey.
Well, and certainly Lighten That Load is going to be one of them you're going to be playing. Tell us a little bit about this song.
100% I'm going to be playing that one, dude. And yeah, man, Lighten That Load's a cool song. I wrote it with a good friend of mine named Bernie Nelson. He actually lives down in Fredericksburg, Texas, in the Hill Country. And we were just sitting around one day, and we saw an ad for Gibson guitars, and one of Bernie's buddies was actually in that ad. And he was playing this guitar, and if I can remember the story correctly, in the ad, right before it ended, he goes, "Yeah, man, this guitar will lighten that load for you. It's a breeze to play." And then the ad ended. And Bernie, he was kind of quizzing me because he has been writing a lot longer than I have. And he goes, "Waylon, what was the hook right there?" Mm-hmm. I went, "What do you mean? We're not going fishing. I don't know what hook you're talking about." And he goes, "No, what was the title that you heard?" And I went, "I guess Lighten That Load." He goes, "That's what we're writing." And he gets right up and goes to the coffee table. And we wrote half that song in Texas before I had to leave. And then the other half in my underwear, right, actually on that porch right there. You know, because I was at home and we did a phone call, right? And that was my first time ever doing that. So it was nice to not be able to leave the house for once.
That makes it special, doesn't it?
Yeah, man. It was a super cool song. One of the first ones I ever wrote over the phone. And I'll tell you right now, I'd love that thing to death.
Well, we do too. And I know everybody's going to hear this right now is going to love it as well. Let's give this a listen. Waylon Hannell, Lighten That Load.
I'm your honky-tonk daddy down in Tennessee. I got this Gibson cranked up with these new guitar strings. I'll play you working man blues or fire down below. I'll play you anything you want to help you lighten that load. I know you came in here just to have a good time. Drink a couple cold ones, leave your worries behind. I'll sing some Waylon Jennings or a little George Jones. Play you anything you want to help you lighten that load. Throw me a 20 in the tip jar. I'll sing you some Rambling Man. Make it a 50 and I'll even play a little Leonard Skinner and Sweet Home Alabama. If you close a place down, we don't get. I'll play you some more Johnny Cash.
It don't get no better than that, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, I love doing this podcast.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
That is a great tune, Waylon. That is a great tune. So you talk about writing with Bernie. What's your creation process? When you're putting together a song, how are you doing it? Where's it coming from?
Well, you know, a lot of the older songwriters that I talk to and try to, you know, steal as much information as I can. I don't know if steal is the right word, but that's the way I think about it. And they tend to write from a lot of experience, you know, and me being only 22, I don't really have too much experience on life, I would say. There's a lot of things that I do, but when it comes to heartbreak and, you know, those songs that really hit you hard, it tends to make me think a little bit more. So, I mean, for me writing, I don't really think about it too much. I try not to, because when you think about stuff, it tends to take you in a different place, and then you get mm-hmm. distracted, and then I start thinking, man, I need to go mow the grass or something like that, you know? So it's pretty much whatever's on my mind. I either jot it down, or if I have a title that comes through my head, I jot it down and I'll come back to it later. You know, I look at my book every day, and if I'm not feeling very articulate or in the writing mood, I will not write. That's the beauty about songwriting. You can do it whenever you want.
Yeah.
It's not a normal 9-to-5. So, in a nutshell, I would say I'm a very loose writer. I don't do it that often,
mm-hmm.
but when it comes to me, I can usually put a whole song on a piece of paper within a day or two. And it's weird.
You're self-taught on the guitar too.
Yes, I am playing and singing. That's probably why I sound so terrible.
Oh, no. You're real. You're thanks, absolutely man. Real. We love it.
Thanks.
You've got that sound, that real country sound that we look for. I love it.
Thanks, fantastic. Man.
Yeah.
I'm very happy my mom and dad bought me that guitar, man. Because I, like I said, only 22. First time I ever picked up a guitar was 7 years ago when I was 15. And it feels like yesterday. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm like I said before, I'm so thankful to my mom and dad, because they're the ones who got me that guitar for Christmas, because I wanted it. They actually didn't want to get it or give it to me because I broke everything I touched. So, and that's true, man. That's true. Ask dad. All of his implements and his four-wheelers are done. But
all it took was out.
Yes, it does. But yeah, man, I'm super grateful that they did that. And thank God for YouTube, because that's how I learned.
There you go.
Well, that's awesome.
So it's pretty cool, man. You talked about how songs come to you, and you've got a very, very special song that we've got queued up for you right now. We were talking earlier about your pop-up, and you debuted the video for all of
us. Yes, I did.
That pop-up in Bay City at the Westtown Theater. And there was not a single person in the crowd that wasn't teary-eyed as that was going through. And this is a beautiful song. It's about your late brother, Landon. Tell us a little bit about Holes.
Yeah, man. So Holes, another song written by Bernie Nelson and Mike Shepherd. They wrote this song together. And I didn't have anything to do with writing this song. But my story, how I'm connected to it, is kind of special to me. So when I was down in Nashville cutting songs for my new record coming out in November called Don't Mess With My Country, we were down there and I was cutting seven songs when I was down there for that record. And Holes, I've never even heard the song before, let alone singing it. So Bernie, he calls me up because he was going to produce this record for me in Nashville. And he goes, Waylon, me and Mom were in the hotel room. We have a song that I wrote with a buddy of mine. I want to send it over to you. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll listen to it, whatever. And instantly bawled my eyes out because the song, what it means to me, I lost my brother Landon, my younger brother Landon. He was only a year and a half younger than me. And he passed away when he was 17 years old. And I actually just turned 19 when he did. He passed January 4th. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of crazy because he sent this song and he goes, I think that you're going to like it. And then that's how we left it. Listen to it. Me and Mom are in tears, hugging each other. And I called Bernie back and I said, yeah, man, that's a smash. That's a really, really good song. And he goes, yeah, man, I'm thinking that we could slide that in. We might have to take a song out, but I think that you can do this one. And I was so confused. I'm like, do you mean like me laying the song down tomorrow, recording it in the studio? He's like, yeah, yeah, you can do it. I'm like, well, I can't learn this. I just heard it. And we're like 13 hours away from going in the studio. It's late at night. He goes, you can do it. And as soon as he said, you can do it, I said, you know what? I'm going to. So I stayed up till 2-3 in the morning, learning the melody, learning the words and getting it down. And it was an easy song to do because of how much I liked it.
Sure.
And what you guys are about to hear is 13 hours later of me hearing it for the first time. That's how cool it was.
It's a special story.
Yeah, man.
And the fact too, that you dedicate this to Landon, that's
got
more meaning to it. And I imagine this is a tough one to play live.
It does. It gets easier. But there's times when I struggle, you know, and I'm sure everybody has those things that they do. Yeah. And if it reminds them of their grandpa, their grandma, their dad, their mom,
yeah,
or siblings, you know.
Yep, we do. Yeah. I lost my dad a year ago, and when I heard this in the theater, there were several tears for Willie.
This is very true.
It was all part of that. So thank you for doing this song.
Yeah.
Let's give this one a listen. This is Waylon Hannell's Holes.
This song I'd like to dedicate to my brother Landon. He was 17 years old when he passed away, and that was about 3 years ago. And one of the biggest reasons I'm doing this song is for my family, for myself, and anybody else who might be going through the same grief that we have been going through.
There's holes in the road on Main Street. You'd think they'd fill them in by now. There's holes in the sky where the rain falls, where the rain falls. I guess God had that all figured out. There's holes that'll just stay empty. Why that is, only heaven knows. But we've all got our holes. There's a hole in this old guitar where the sounds of my life come from. And there's holes that I've tried filling with every string that I strung. There's a big old hole in the world tonight. Ever since you let go, but we've all got our home. They say time is a healer, but time moves so slow with all these holes. holes in the floor of heaven, where grace and love fall through. Ain't no holes here in my memory, but when it comes to you, 'cause there's a hole here in my life now. It'll always be there, I suppose, but we've all got our home. Yeah, we've all got our home. Yeah, we've all got our home.
For Landon, that's Waylon Hanel and Holes. That's pretty amazing after a 13-hour learning session.
It's that was a tough one in the studio to sing.
Yeah, well, you knocked it out of the park, and it's an amazing song, and that's one of those that you just feel fortunate to be able to hear, right. Let alone put it together and play. So thank you for that.
Of course, and thanks for playing it, by the way.
Absolutely.
And that's actually part of our playlist now.
That is, we've got a permanent Vehicle City Sound playlist, and that is prominent on that.
Aw, thank you guys.
So you mentioned the release that's coming up, "Don't Mess with My Country." You said, if I recall, November. Tell us a little bit about what's been going on with that.
Yeah, man. So when Holes was actually recorded, we were recording some songs for that album, and there was one of them that was going to be the title track, and I don't believe it's going to be a single off that album. We decided to go with something else, but the title track is still going to be the name of the album, and it's called "Don't Mess with My Country." And it's to me, it's going to be the best album that I've put out so far. You know, I have writers on that album, myself included, but Bernie Nelson, Mike Shepherd, Frank Myers, Dave Gibson, Billy Don Burns, Mac Vickery, like these guys they're legends in Nashville, Tennessee. And for a 22-year-old kid who doesn't even have a record label, who's in the top 100 in Nashville, there's almost no words for it, man. I'm just the luckiest kid on the face of the earth.
No, you've got talent, Waylon. You've got talent.
It's just unreal. Seriously. I mean, I'm 22 years old. I get to play country music for a living and entertain people. Like, come on. That's awesome. And I get bow season off. Are you kidding me? Like, this is awesome, man. I'm so fortunate to be able to talk to people like you and meet people like Bernie and Mac. And well, not Mac. He's long gone now. But Billy Don Burns has written with Mac Vickery. I'm the luckiest kid ever. And when you hear this album, you'll understand why I am. And I put my heart and soul into it, man.
Well, you can tell, and we appreciate it. Now, logistics here, we're taping this program on the 23rd of July. It just happens to be how our schedule's working here with this program. We're fortunate for that. We've got a lot of folks that want to be on here, and it's just kind of how this has worked out. 2 days from now, we get the pleasure of seeing you at the legendary Machine Shop here in Flint, Michigan. And is this song that you guys are debuting, Blackberry Brandy, is this going to be on that album?
Yes, it is.
Fantastic. Yes, it is. Tell us a little bit about this. So you're going to be, this is a duet with Madison Hughes, who has a little bit of a background herself. Folks have seen her. And tell us about Blackberry Brandy and the whole collaboration with Madison Hughes.
Yeah, man, Blackberry Brandy, it's as good a story as Holes, man. I'm not joking on just how I came in to contact with the song, how I came into contact with Madison. It was the whole nine yards. I'm not joking. So I was at my favorite bar in Nashville, Tennessee called The Local, and it's not on Broadway, and that's actually the reason that I like it. It's because there's not a lot of riffraff going on. And it's called The Local for a reason, because all the local people go there, and they're all just cool, down-to-earth folks. So I'm at the bar, and with my mom and dad, of course, and laying down songs for this, or it was probably a few times ago that I was down there just laying different songs down just so I can have some, you know. Mm-hmm. And I went to the local and I saw Dave Gibson playing on stage with a tall brunette. I'm like, man, she's really good. I've never seen her before, never met her before. And Dave goes, this is a song that Madison's going to be cutting sometime soon. It's called Blackberry Brandy. I wrote this with a ex-girlfriend of mine. It goes like this. And they sang it. And I'm like, whoa, that is a smash, dude. So instantly, I had to meet her. You know, I had a few drinks, had some confidence, and I said, I'm going to go meet her and talk to her for a little while, you know?
Sorry.
So, and I did, and I shook her hand, and I told her, that is such a smash, man. I can't wait till you release that. She's like, sure. And I ended up buying her a few beers and talking with Dave as well, you know, all three of us. And I told Dave, man, that would be an awesome duet if you could get somebody to do that. And he goes, well, you know, Madison, go talk to her. I said, dude, I just met her. I can't ask her this. But I ended up doing that. And she goes, yeah, man, let's get it done. So 2 months later, seriously, 2 months later, we're in the studio together working on the song. And it's crazy how fast everything moves in that town. You know, Millington is super slow. There's tractors everywhere. So going down there, it's unreal. And, I'm very privileged to be working with Madison because, like I said, again, just a beautiful voice, awesome singer. She's got style, got charisma, all that kind of stuff to make a perfect artist. And she was also on The Voice about 2.5 or 3 years ago. And she turned 3 chairs for her opening audition, ended up going with Team Blake. And now she is on Team Waylon.
There you go. If that makes any
sense. So that's going to be cool, man. And, but yeah, we're having the show at the Machine Shop July 26th, which is this Thursday coming up. And, well, from the date of this video when we recorded it.
It's 2 days from this recording.
Yes, 2 days from right now. And yeah, man, July 26th is going to be awesome. It is so cool. Like you said, world famous venue at the Machine Shop. And that song by Dave Gibson. If you don't know Dave Gibson, anybody else watching, if you don't know Dave, you really need to look him up. And you are going to crap your pants when you see the songs that he's written for these artists. I'm not joking. It's unreal. But yeah, man.
Well, we're happy he wrote this one for you guys. And we're really looking forward to hearing the debut of this on stage at the Machine Shop. Let's give this one a listen. Waylon Hanel with Madison Hughes. This is Blackberry Brandy.
Woke up this morning, right here in your arms, underneath the covers, keeping me safe and warm. I'm still burning, still drunk, I guess. I don't know love's supposed to be, babe, but it don't get much better. Than this blackberry brandy,
straight off the vine, that blackberry brandy, sweet southern song, 100 proof whiskey, rocking me all night long. I can still taste you, kiss it so strong.
Yes, sir.
That is a very, very, like, pre-date song. So, like, if you're driving anywhere on a dirt road, you get the windows down, it's 90 degrees out, you got your girl with you holding her hand, that's the song.
So you can already paint the picture in your head, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
That should be your video.
That might be a little... You might have to put the advisory on the bottom of that one. But yeah, man, it is a great song. And like I said, you can paint the picture in your head. It'd be a super cool video. It'd be super cool.
Yeah, it would. So that was Waylon Hanel along with Madison Hughes. And 3 weeks from now, when you hear this, we will be 2 days in the future listening to that for the first time. And if you can follow that, you've got a little bit crazier mind than me. But hey, no, that is an amazing song. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Amazing song. We've talked about a lot of things tonight. You are one of the busiest people in country music that we have encountered. When you're looking at a website with 3 pages worth of dates, you know the dude is doing something right.
I guess so, man. And like I said earlier, it's not a bad problem to have at all.
No, it is not. Tell us a little bit about where everybody can find you. So they listen to the show tonight. They want to know, where is Waylon going to be? Where do we find him?
Yeah, man. So if you give me a follow on, you know, all the social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, I'm on all that kind of stuff. If you just type in Waylon Hanel Music, W-A-Y-L-O-N, and my last name Hanel, H-A-N-E-L, and then type in music after that. And I post every day, just, you know, daily life. Most of the time it's my shows. And yeah, man, I show you what it's like to be me. And if you go to my website, waylonhanel.com, we have my schedule on there as well. But if you go to the social media, we post my show every first of the month.
He gives an absolutely amazing live show. We can attest to it. Quarter Peep and I can attest to it. You have people in your hand from the first note to the last.
Thanks, man. It's a fun thing to do. I'm telling you.
You're doing it. We're excited. You're young. You're energetic. You've got this behind you. And we know we're going to be hearing awful lot from Waylon Hanel.
Aw, thanks, man.
I think
I don't want it to end.
I don't either. So you've got to keep in touch with us.
We need to do this again.
Well, especially after the new album, Don't Mess With My Country. This gets released in November. After this comes out, let's talk then. Let's see what we can do to help get that known as well.
Sure, man. And I'm telling you right now, you guys better hold on to your britches, because that album is going to be so cool, man. I'm looking forward to it.
We are too. We definitely. Hey,
and before this thing ends, nice shirt, by the way.
Hey, well, you can't see this, folks, because we only have the audio right now, but I've got my Waylon Hanel concert t-shirt on right now. So, yes, and thank you.
Yeah, man.
All right, Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next week?
Oh, my gosh. So next week we have Louie Lee.
Oh, cool. And we had the opportunity to see Louie, the little pre-Faster Horses show at the Faster Horses Music Festival a few weeks ago. And I'm telling you, Waylon, you put on a great show. Oh, my. They give you competition.
Oh, I know. So I've had the pleasure of seeing Louie Lee and meeting him at the airport. We were actually in Tennessee at the same time. And he came up and introduced himself to me. I'm like, oh, dude, I know you. What's going on, man? And, you know, we were just talking for a little while, and we ended up swapping phone numbers and following each other on, you know, our pages. He's picking up some attention, man. That's
really
pretty cool.
Is. Great dude. Really great dude. Rob Stone was with him, and so was Glenn Brook. And it was a great way to get a fantastic music festival started. Good. So
make sure you tell him hi when he comes on here for me.
We will do
it. We will.
Good.
Is there anything that we have to say? Like, is there a certain phrase that will trigger memory?
I don't know. If you just say, hey, man, what's going on? I mean, I can pretty much remember that.
You'll know exactly who that is.
Oh, yeah. Just say, you met a bushy-haired kid at the airport wearing a camel hat. Oh, he'll go, yep, I know him.
He knows exactly.
Yep.
All right. Well, I think that's a wrap on tonight's program. Want to thank one more time Waylon Hanel. Thank you so much for being with us.
Of course, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's all for tonight, folks. Thank you all for listening. If you're out there in podcast land, don't forget to give us a like, follow us on Spotify and all the other platforms that are out there right now. We're fortunate about that. If you want to know where we're going to be, what we're going to be doing, take a look at vehiclecitysound.com. And as always, if you've got somebody else that you want to have on the program, you think we should be talking to, or if you just want to tell us what we're doing right or doing wrong or what you want to hear, send us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. That's it for tonight. Thanks for being with us. And as always, be good.